Many people have been trying to eat more sustainably, trying to bypass produce shipped in from California or Mexico in favor of crops grown in New York. But as the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney discovers, new research concludes the distance your food has traveled isn't the biggest indicator of its environmental impact.
Buy local has become a catchphrase in sustainability efforts, and many consumers are taking more notice of food miles. That's keeping tabs on how far your strawberries traveled to land on top of your Cheerios. But Jeff Diette of the Union of Concerned Scientists and co-author of a new book on low-carbon living says if you're trying to measure your carbon footprint, there are other things to worry about.
When it comes to things that you should be sweating in terms of your biggest impact on the climate, food miles just happens to be one of those things that isn't as important as others.
Diette says how food was produced, from pesticides, farms, energy sources, etc., has a bigger carbon impact than how far it traveled before you bought it. But he says that doesn't mean buying local isn't important for other reasons. How your food traveled matters too. Airlifted fresh mangoes are much less sustainable than food shipped on a barge, something those tiny produce stickers don't tell you. Sasha Luzzi of the Natural Resources Defense Council encourages consumers to get to know their farmers.
Buying from local farmers that are also doing really good practices on their land is sort of the ideal.
Luzzi says most of our food is well-traveled, racking up 1,500 miles from source to supper table. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.